And happy Palm Sunday. We're going to start with a scripture reading from Matthew.
好，我们今天的经文是马太福音七章一到五。
This is verses seven, one, chapter seven, verses 1-5. Okay. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged. And with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take that speck out of your eye, when all the while there is a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite. First take the plank out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. So, in our culture today, this word judge has a very bad reputation.
在我们现今的文化当中，我们把这个论断这个字是一个很不好的意思。
You might hear people say that truth is relative, or what's true for you isn't true for me.
我们常常听人说，这个所谓的真理是一种相对性的，对你是真理，对我却不然。
So if you try to share something you believe is true, they may just say, "Don't judge me."
Okay, 如果你想跟人家分享说你认为的真理，他们就会说你不要对我做一种论断。
Or you may be scared of sharing the truth because you don't want to appear judgmental or like a hypocrite.
或者你不太敢去分享你说的真理，因为你怕被别人认为是所谓的伪君子，或者是被人家说是一个假冒伪善的人。
It can be easy to use this as an excuse to keep your mouth closed and do nothing.
所以我们很可能就以这个为理由，而干脆就是闭口不谈。
And if you speak out against someone's sin, you can often be seen as intolerant or unloving.
如果你指出别人的错的地方、犯罪的之处的时候，很可能被别人视为是一个没有容忍性、没有这个爱心的人。
And unfortunately, when you ask some people what they think of Christians, they may say that they're judgmental people.
所以有的时候很不幸的，当你被问说基督徒是怎么回事，人们很可能就把你带入为所谓的这个很会论断人的那个群组里面。
But the fact is that people do make poor choices and they hurt themselves and others.
但事实是每一个人都会犯错，然后就不但伤害自己，而伤害别人。
And there might be times where you see a brother or sister doing something harmful to themselves or others, and you need to step in.
有的时候你看到弟兄姐妹犯了错，然后伤害到自己的时候，你必须要处身在当中做一些挽回。
So if we don't judge, how do we protect them from hurting themselves or other people?
所以我们不做这些判断的话，我们怎么能够去帮助他们不受伤害呢？
Is it possible to judge someone without being judgmental? That's what we're going to talk about today.
我们今天讲说，可不可能说不论断人，而不会被人家视为是一种声讨，也就是所谓的只不不只不不平啊，平而不批，平而不批 ，OK?
So there's two types of judgment.
所以这有两种的批断哈，一种是
，and one is destructive and one is healing.
一种是损坏性的，一种是治愈性的。
So there is a damaging type of judgment that we all do from time to time.
所以我们每一个人都做过那所谓毁坏性的事情，我们都做过。
Often we might judge ourselves by our best intentions, but then other people by their worst mistakes.
所以我们常常是待己以宽而责任以严。
And we have plenty of grace for ourselves, but none for other people.
对自己有很多很多的恩典，很多很多饶恕，对别人却是没有。
And this is what the Pharisees in Jesus' day did.
这就是耶稣所指控法利赛人就是这样做的。
So Jesus said that they, oops, sorry, I guess I don't have this verse. Jesus said that they tie up heavy, cumbersome loads and put them on other people's shoulders, but they themselves are not willing to lift a finger to move them.
所以耶稣就说，他们把沉重的担子捆起来放在人的肩膀上。但自己却连一根指头也不愿意去动一下。
But is this what Jesus meant when he told us not to judge?
但是当耶稣讲到说不要论断人的时候，这是耶稣是真的是这个意思吗？
It can't be because later in Matthew 7, he talks about judging false prophets by their fruit.
但是我想是不可能，因为在下面几句经节，他就告诉我们说要分辨真假先知是看他所结的果子来分辨。
He says, we'll recognize them by their bad fruit. So that is a form of judgment.
Yeah, 所以他如果结的坏的果子，这个人就不是一个真的真的先知，这是一种判断，是一种评论。
So there is the key is there's a huge difference between judging someone and using your judgment.
所以论断别人跟自己做出判断是两者是不同的。
When you judge someone like the Pharisees did, you are holding them to a standard that you can't even keep, and not forgiving them when they fail.
像法利赛那样人，当你像法利赛那样的论断人，你就是把他们放在一个非常高的制高点，甚至到一个地步你自己都没法达到的一个程度。
But using your judgment means using your discernment to love and keep people from sin.And picking them up when they fall.
所以当你是用一种明智的判断力的时候，你是能够把他们重新挽回。当他们失败的时候，能够原谅，然后能够把他们挽回。
So Jesus forbids us from passing judgment from an attitude of superiority, but he commands us to save people from sin and offer them grace and forgiveness.
所以耶稣禁止我们做一种所谓的高高在上的高姿态的一种征讨，但是要命令我们要以爱跟包容来做种挽回。
This is why Jesus said that we can't enter his kingdom unless our righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law.
这也是耶稣所说的，除非我们的义要超过法利赛的义，否则我们不能够进天国。
They exercised judgment that led to condemnation, but we must exercise judgment that leads to restoration.
法利赛的所谓的论断，把人带入所谓的谴责、所谓的批判，但是我们的耶稣要我们做的这个论断，是把人带到爱与包容之中。
See, the Pharisees looked great from the outside, but inside their hearts were very far from God, and they were often.Guilty of the very things they taught against.
So, 法利上表面上看来是一种很高道德很高的人，但是他们的心是远离了神。
So, Paul echoes Jesus' words when he says, "You therefore have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else. For at whatever point you judge another, you are condemning yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same things."
所以的保罗在罗马书二章一节说，你这论断人的，无论你是谁也无可推诿，你在什么世界上论断人，就在什么世界上定自己的罪，因你这论断人的自己所行的和别人一样。
So we can't criticize others for what we ourselves do. This is having a plank in our own eye.
所以当我们是把自己都做不到的一种标准来要求别人的时候，这就好像自己里面有个梁木一样。
And when we do this, we're asking God to hold us to a standard that we can't even keep.
所以当我们如此做的时候，就表示我们让上帝用这样一个不可达到的一个标准来衡量我们自己。
Instead, we must accept God's grace for our mistakes and extend that grace to other people.
相反的，我们必须要接受神给我们的恩典，也把同样的恩典能够延伸给别人。
And we reach out with the love of God to keep others from harm.
然后我们以神的爱来伸出援助之手。
James says, "My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth, and someone should bring that person back, remember this: whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death."And cover over a multitude of sins.
雅各书五章十九至二十就说，我的弟兄们嘛，你们中间若有迷失真道的，有人使他回转，这人就知道叫一个罪人从迷路上回转来，便是救一个灵魂不死，并且遮盖许多的罪。
So this is what we use our judgment for, to help and save others.
这就是我们用我们自己判断力来帮助别人，来拯救别人。
If I saw one of my kids running out into the street, a busy street full of cars, I wouldn't say, I don't want to judge them. That's their choice. It's okay.
Yeah.
I'll let them make their own choice.
如果我们看到自己孩子跑到一个马路上，然后我们会不会说，哦，不关我的事，我不要做一个论断人了，我不要做一个论断人的事，我不关我的事，随便他吧。我们会这样子吗？不可能的。
No, we wouldn't do this, right? If someone was in danger, we'd run out and save them immediately.
如果有人有危险的，我们是马上过去会救，会想要拯救他们的。
And so this is what we must do when we see a brother or sister that's going to harm themselves or someone else.
所以他们看那个弟兄或一个姐妹，有伤害自己或伤害别人的真相的时候，我们就会伸出援手的。
So I have a couple guidelines for how to do this.
所以我有几个方法，指标性的方法来帮助我们做到这点。
So first, you have to ask God to prepare your heart, and then you have to ask God to prepare their heart.
所以第一，你要要求神来准备你的心；第二，你要要求神来准备对方的心。
So if your heart isn't right before God, then you will be judgmental.
如果在上帝的面前，你的心并不是一个正直的，那你就会变成一个所谓的只谴责、所谓的声讨性的论断。
So you have to humble yourself and ask yourself, do I have a plank in my eye, some type of sin that I need to deal with first before I approach someone else for their sin?
所以你必须要扪心自问，说我是不是也有一种同样的罪犯？然后呢？然后如果有这种罪犯的时候，我是不是需要相对的恩典、相对的饶恕呢？
See, if you have a plank in your own eye, it will blind you, and you won't be able to help anyone else.
当你的眼中有梁木的时候，你看不到任何的东西，你没有办法去帮助别人。
So we deal with our own faults first, and then the faults of other people.
所以我们第一是要先对付自己的错误、自己的罪，然后才去帮助别人。
And if you were wronged by the person that you need to approach, you have to forgive them first before you approach them.
Yeah, 如果对方曾经错怪你，对你做一些对不起你的事情的时候，你必须要先能够饶恕对方，再去接近对方。
See, if you don't forgive, you'll be in a prison of your own making, and you can't love and judge at the same time. So you must release.
所以，当你那些苦毒不能够被释放的时候，不能饶恕对方的时候，你是一个作茧自缚的人，你怎么能够去原谅、去爱别人呢？
So to prepare your heart, you ask, am I confronting this person out of love and concern, or am I doing it from a place of self-righteousness?
所以当你要面对一个人的时候，你必须要扪心自问说，我是真的出发点是出一个关爱的心呢，还是我出发点是出自一个自以为意的心呢？
And if your heart is in the right place, meaning you care for that person and you want them to be healed,Then you have to ask God to prepare their heart.
所以当你已经问过自己的心了，而且知道自己心是摆得正的，的确是关心对方，而不是只是一种自以为意的态度的时候，你就已经准备好了去面对对方。
So you pray that they will be receptive.
呀，你求神能够预备好，把对方预备好，能够有个接受的心。
When you talk to them, you pick a time and a place that doesn't threaten them, and you don't team up on them with other people.
所以当你去当你去接近这个人的时候，你必须选择一个隐秘的，比较有隐秘感的时间跟地点，而不是拉了一群人去。
And when you speak, you have to ask yourself, am I nagging this person, or am I trying to speak the truth to them in love?
所以你必须问自己说，你是真的是以爱心来说诚实话呢，还是一直喋喋的不休，在那边讲个不停？
And maybe you're saying, this isn't my business, but It actually is your business if you love them, because we're called to watch over each other.
如果你认为这不是我家的事情，但是事实上这就是你家的事情，因为我们神要我们能够彼此相爱，彼此照顾。
Paul says in Galatians 6:1 that brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently.
加拉太书六章一节。若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来。
So you don't wash your hands of their mistakes, but you offer them a hand.
所以你不是所谓的金盆洗手，不再过问江湖之事，而是你要伸出援手。
Proverbs says, like an earring of gold or an ornament of fine gold is the rebuke of a wise judge to a listening ear.
说箴言二十五十二讲说，智慧人的劝诫在顺从人的耳中，好像金耳环和金金的装饰。
But when you've spoken to this person, then you're only half done.
Yeah, 当你对这个人说话的时候，你只是做了一半而已。
Because for judgment to be loving and to actually do what it needs to do in the church, we have to create an environment of grace and restoration.
因为当你去劝说一个人的时候，你只是做了一半，另外一半就是你必须营造一个有恩典、有这个修复、重建的一个环境。
So when we accurately judge people on behalf of God, there's two elements.
所以当我们以爱心来来劝导一个人的时候，来个评断一个人的时候，我们必须要有两样事情。
First, we have to assess them in light of God's truth. Who does God say they are?
我们必须要以神的爱、神的真理来衡量这个人。
And then you have to judge or assess how much of God's grace and mercy must be applied to the person to set them free from their sin.
然后你必须要衡量一下，我们需要用多少神的来的恩典跟神的饶恕来对待这个人，让他能够把他挽回过来。
Because the purpose of godly judgment isn't condemnation, but restoration.
因为一个属神的一种判断，一种劝导，是让他能够挽回，而不是让他一种谴责，一种声讨。
So when someone hurts you, do you judge them in the good way or the bad way? Do you wash your hands of them or do you restore them?
所以当有人对你也许做出对不起你的事情的时候，你是以一种很正确性的方法去劝导呢，或者是你以一种很高姿态的方法去声讨这个人呢？
See, when we sin, Jesus gives us grace, and he doesn't drag us through the mud of our mistakes. And we must be the same to others.
当我们犯罪的时候，耶稣基督并没有谴责，或者是把我们陷打入一个不能够回转的地步，而相反的，他是以有很多的恩典来挽回我们。
So to create an environment of this loving type of judgment, we speak, but then we also remain silent.
所以当我们营造出这样一个有爱心的一个环境的时候，我们虽然说了，但是我们保持沉默、沉静。
What do I mean by this?
所以这是什么意思呢？
We must be faithful in speaking to people who are in sin, but we must be equally faithful not to make it public if it's not necessary.
当我们在对待一个罪人的时候，我们必须要忠实，但是以同样的忠实，我们也必须要相对的给他们一致同样忠实的爱与包容。
When we speak to others in sin, it's to them only. See, if we're speaking to other people about their sin, then it becomes gossip.
所以当我们在对待这个人的时候，我们必须要给他们一个相对的保密性的一个环境，而不是昭告于天下。
In 1 Corinthians, we read, Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails.
在哥林多前书十三章七到八节讲到，凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐，爱是永不止息。
To protect means to cover over, like a roof.
所谓的保护就好像一个屋顶一样，让你能够遮盖风雨的这个地方。
It means to hide or conceal the errors and faults of another person.
而是把别人的所犯的过错能够遮盖起来，能够隐藏起来，不要昭告天下。
See, the same verse in a different translation says, "Love quietly covers all things."
所以另外一个翻译就是，爱是一种沉默的、静静的，能够遮盖起来。
And this word comes up in a number of other verses I'd like to share with you.
还有其他很多的地方同样的意思的经文，好比说这里的爱能遮包容一切的事。
1 Peter 4:8 says, Above all, love each other deeply because love covers over a multitude of sins.
同样的，在彼得前书的时候讲到，最要紧的是彼此切实相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的罪。
And in Proverbs 17, we read, Whoever would foster love covers over an offense, But whoever repeats the matter separates close friends.
在箴言十七九也讲到说，遮掩人过的，寻求人爱，屡次挑错的，离间密友。
And again in Proverbs we read that hatred stirs up conflict, but love covers over all wrongs.
同样的，箴言十章十二节讲到，恨能够挑起争端，爱能够遮掩一切的过错。
So the point I'm trying to make is that confrontation that leads to confession must be covered by confidentiality.
所以你规劝，要规劝带出悔改的话，必须要在一个隐秘的、保密的状态之下。
If you're going to confront someone about some sin in their life and try to get them to align with God's word about that, you need to make sure that you protect them and you cover over that and you remain confidential.
所以当你要规劝人让他们能够悔改的时候，你必须让他们觉得安全，让他们觉得可以在一个隐秘的环境中，你可以遮盖，给他们一个遮风避雨的一个地方。
See, if we publish other people's mistakes like dirty laundry, then that's going to scare other people into remaining silent that may need to come forward.
所以当我们把别人的过错都公布于天下的时候，
and it's going to create this environment of secrecy instead of confession, which is the opposite of what the church is for.
所以很多人就是因为惧怕而不敢承认，那这就是违背了教会的原则。教会是一个能够把人让人能够认罪，让人能够悔改，能够把人挽回的一个环境。
And we may prevent others from being healed.
然后也能够让别人很多人不能够得到治疗，不能够治愈。
In Ecclesiastes, we read, "If you fall, your friend can help you up, but if you fall without having a friend nearby, you are really in trouble."
所以传道书四章十节说，若是跌倒，这人可以扶起他的同伴；若是孤身跌倒，没有别人扶他起来，这人就有祸了。
So the goal is that the church, we want to be a community of believers that exercises judgment correctly.
所以我们的目的是在教会里面是一个彼此扶持、彼此互相帮持，然后彼此可以认罪的一个环境。
So to do this, we have to create an environment of love and confidentiality and restoration.
所以要做到这点的话，必须是一个有一个隐秘性的，让人觉得安全的一个环境。
And the end of James chapter 5 is a model for this.
然后雅各书最后的几句经文是一个最好的榜样。
We read in verse 5:16, "Therefore confess your sins to one another and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective."
所以我们看到雅各书五章十六节说，所以你们要彼此认罪，相互代祷，使你们可以得到医治，一人祈求所发的力量是大有功效的。
So you have to ask yourself, am I a safe person to receive confession, or will I be judgmental?
你必须要自己问自己说，我是不是让人觉得可以，觉得很安全，很有信靠感的一个人？或者是让人家觉得说不敢接近，因为你是不可相信的。
And when you speak the truth in love, you speak.And then you're quiet. You don't speak about others to this person's faults.
所以当你以爱心来说，对这个人说诚实话的时候，你必须要在一个很隐秘性的环境，让人家觉得有安全感的环境。
And the goal is to create an environment where people can come to each other, and instead of confessing sin, they just confess their temptations.
所以这样一个环境之内，大家觉得都可以彼此互相来个承认我们所遇到一些所谓的诱惑，而不是所谓的罪。
Because being tempted isn't a sin.
因为我们受到诱惑并不是一个罪。
And if you have an environment of love, you can confess your temptations and receive support, and then not even have to deal with the sin later.
所以当我们有一样这些互相包容、互相扶持的一个环境，我们来彼此能够为我们所遇到的一些诱惑来代祷的时候，我们根本不需要走到那犯罪的那个地步。
I'd like to read James 5:19 and 20 one more time. It says, "My brothers and sisters, if one of you should wander from the truth and someone should bring that person back, remember this. Whoever turns a sinner from the error of their way will save them from death and cover over a multitude of sins.
我们再来念一下雅各书五章十九二十，我的弟兄们，你们中间若有失迷真道的，有人使他回转，这人该知道，叫一个罪人从迷路上转回，便是救一个灵魂不死，并且遮盖许多的罪。
This month marks the 25th anniversary of the Rwandan genocide.
这个月是所谓的卢干达的所谓的灭族的一个内战的一个二十
25.
25. 25周年纪念。
I'm not sure how many of you know about this, but in over one month, a little over a month, a million people were killed.
我想你们知道，就在一个月之中，有一百万的人被屠杀。
And this wasn't with guns and bombs. This was with machetes and clubs.
Okay. 而且还不是用枪，而是用所谓的刀啊这些的东西所砍杀的。
It was a very brutal massacre.
非常残酷的一种大屠杀的行动。
But 25 years later, this country is a light to other countries in Africa.
但是二十五年之后，这个国家变成一个非洲国家，一个发光发亮的国家。
So how did this happen?
所以这是怎么能够回转的呢？
It happened because they chose not to be judgmental.
这个事情能够有这样的一个回转，是因为他们选择了不去做声讨。
And they created an environment of restoration.
然后他制造一个能够让人修复、能够悔改的一个环境。
When the new government came to power, the first thing they said is, "No revenge."
当这个新的政府重新建立的时候，他们第一件要做的事情就是说不要报复。
We must forgive instead of getting revenge.
我们必须要有饶恕而不是报复。
And so they let the church go into prisons and schools and the government and talk about God's message of forgiveness and restoration.
所以政府就派了很多的教会的人士到各处。各乡各镇各个场合去传扬基督所谓的饶恕的这个道理。
And they let the perpetrators, the criminals, come forward and confess their actions without fear of death.
然后制造一个环境，让这个杀人者能够公共的场所站出来认罪，而不必害怕说被报复。
And they created an environment where people could be restored.
然后制造一个环境，让人能够回转，能够修复。
And so today, Rwanda is the safest country in Africa.
所以今天在非洲，卢干达是一个最安全的国家。
It's one of the fastest growing businesses in the world.
然后它的经济发展也是全世界来讲一个发展最快的一个国家。
It's also their main city, Kigali, is the third greenest city in the world.Greenest, like
greenest. Oh, wow. Okay. 他们的首都也是全世界最绿化的一个城市。
And their churches are thriving.
然后教会是遍地开花。
They're bringing reconciliation not just to their country, but to other countries in Africa.
不但是他们国家能够互相的认罪悔改，能够恢复，而且是旁边的国家也得到了这样的回转。
And other countries in the similar circumstances to Rwanda are coming and saying, "How did you do this? How can we have what you have in your country?"
So, 其他的国家有类似经验的国家就会问卢干达说：“你们是怎么做得到的？你们怎么能够把这个整个国家这样的一个大屠杀的这种内乱，能够转为一个宽恕的、饶恕的、有爱心的一个国家？”
And what they have is because they exercised godly judgment.And restored people.
Yeah, 他们所做的就是从神的真理里面，然后呢，能够做出一个所谓的一个劝导式的，而不是一种声讨式的。
And I think this is a beautiful picture of what the church is supposed to do in the world.
这就是一个教会在这个普世中教会所能扮演的一个很美好的一个例证。
When people see the church, they should see this community.Of reconciliation and say, the world should say, how do you have that? We want that.
所以当我们看到教会的时候，应该是看到一个能够修复关系，能够彼此和好的，然后人们因为羡慕而发出这个问题，说我能够怎么样能够做到这样子呢？
And the point is not to keep that reconciliation in the church, but take it to our homes and our businesses and our friends, everyone outside of these walls.
最重要是不是把这个一种这种和好的关系只是在教会里面，而是把这种和好的关系能够带到你的社区，带到世界各处。
So if we love our neighbors, if we love the world, we must judge.
我们爱我们的邻舍，爱这个世界，我们必须做出一些明智的判断。
But we must do this without being judgmental and bringing hate.
但是当我们做这样的判断的时候，必须是一种不是一种声讨，不是一种谴责，不是一种仇恨的。
Remember that all of us have made mistakes, all of us have sinned.
要记得我们每一个人都犯过错，我们每一个人都是罪人。
And this time, it may be you that helps to restore someone else.
这次你是一个使人家回转、使人家恢复的人。
But next time,It may be you that needs the restoration.
但下一次很可能就是你是需要，你是一个需要别人恩典、需要别人挽回的人。
So we must be aware of our sins, humble ourselves so that we can restore others to fellowship with God and with their neighbors.
所以我们必须对我们自己的过犯能够敏锐性，然后呢，也能够对别人能够有所帮助。
Let's pray.
来祷告。
Father, thank you that you do not hold our sins against us.
我们感主啊，我们感谢你，并不以我们的罪，并不以我们的过犯来对待我们。
You do expose our sins, but you do that with the point of restoring us to you.
你让我们的罪显露出来，是为了让我们能够回转。
Please help us fulfill this role with our loved ones and our neighbors around us.
也求主让我们也同样做到这点，对坐在我们的家人，坐在我们邻居，坐在我们社区里面。
So that we can bring your kingdom into their midst.
所以我们把你的国度能够带到他们中间。
And show them the freedom that comes through your forgiveness and your restoration.
让他们看到因你而来，因你的爱饶恕而来的所谓的自由。
And for those of us that have been hurt by others.
对我们这些曾经受到伤害的人
，Please help us forgive.
求你让我们能够饶恕。
And please help us leave retribution to you.
让我们的所谓的报复
，Because you are the
放在你手里。
Because you are the perfect judge.
因为你是最公正的法官。
And so we need to trust you with the judgment, the ultimate judgment.
所以我们必须要信靠你，知道你会做出最公义、最后的审判。
And trust you to love other people even when they hurt us.
而且我们能够在受到伤害的情况之下还能够爱别人。
Just like you did Jesus on the cross.
就好像你在十字架上所带出的爱。
Because as you were being crucified, you asked the Father to forgive those who were hurting you.
因为当你在十字架上受苦的时候，你求父神能够原谅这些人。
Please help us.Embody this type of love and restoration.
也让我们能够实践这样的一种爱心跟饶恕的心。
And we ask this in your name, Jesus.
我们如此的求，是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.